Welcome again to another appointment with B-Vector. So today this is a special appointment because we are going to introduce you to the InfraVec 2 Horizon 2020 project, which is coordinated by Ken Wernick, which is the head of unit of genetics and genomics of insect vectors at the Institut Pasteur in Paris. So we will talk today about what really InfraVec 2 can offer, and we will explore all the potential of this very interesting project. So welcome to B-Vector to Professor Ken Wernick. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Eva. Thank you. It's nice to be interviewed by you.
What is the innovation of this project? Because it's a networking project, as far as I know. Maybe some people already heard about it. Some people are already also involved with InfraVec 2. But what is the novelty of this project?
So just to go to the details, InfraVec 2 is a European Union initiative, but it can benefit researchers on vector-borne disease, both researchers and companies on vector-borne disease throughout the entire world. And I'll go into that in a minute. And InfraVec 2 is an acronym. The full title of the project is Research Infrastructures for the Control of Insect Vector-Borne Diseases. The two key elements of that are vector-borne diseases and infrastructures. So vector-borne diseases, I won't say too much about because I think we know what they are. That means the diseases that are transmitted, parasite and viral diseases that are transmitted by different vectors. Infrastructures is the other key concept. And this is an original concept that we take a lot of time to explain to people because InfraVec 2 is not a research project in the sense that people think of Horizon 2020 research networks who are carrying out their own research and paid by the European Union. We have integrated and brought together the highest level infrastructures for working on vector-borne diseases. The key point is that these are rare and unique resources for research. And they're not typically or commonly available to many researchers. No. So the point of InfraVec 2 is that we have identified the highest level, the most sophisticated infrastructures that can aid research on vector-borne disease, and we have opened those to the public. This is the sense in which anybody, and in fact people throughout the world, can benefit from InfraVec 2, because what InfraVec 2 is doing is providing no-cost access to researchers and to companies to these sophisticated, rare, and unique facilities. We provide services, which is where you may have samples that need to be analyzed by some way, for example, genomic technology. Maybe you want to analyze. We provide the vectors themselves, either colonies or in infected form. So all of the major vectors infected with all of the major pathogens that they transmit, that's a product, vector product. Yeah. And the third aspect is physical access to the facilities. If you need to come to the facility and do your own experiment for a week at a time, so a unit of access would be 1 week. So these are things that can only be done in a relatively few places in the world.
Great. And what about training? Is this consortium also offering training courses?
Yeah, so training is a really important aspect of the project. That's a sort of capacity building of the research community. There are two kinds of training that we offer. One is a kind of traditional classroom training, two kinds of classes. One is on vector genomics and bioinformatics, and the other class is on experimental methods of vector infection. And so then we developed a new method of training, which we call personalized training, and you'll see that in the on the website, on the product page, these are small group, one person is enough, or two, three, less than five people, specific activity. It might be as simple as raising, how to raise mosquitoes in the insectary, or much more specialized and hard to find and hard to get trained in is raising sandfly colonies.
So what a person can physically do. I mean, I decided that I want to order something, so I go on the webpage, and can you give us a demo, basically, of how it works?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So you go to the Introvec2 website, and there's a homepage. This is not the homepage, but on the homepage there's a link that says products, like this here. Do you see the cursor moving?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So you click products on the homepage, and then you come here. The URL is simple. It's just introvec2.eu. So you go to the product page, and then what you see is that these are no-cost EU-funded vector research products, continuous call. That means that you can request them anytime. And so if you scroll down, you can see there are ordering instructions, a checklist of the material that you're going to need when you order, and also a visual guide, a video guide to ordering, to how to use this ordering site, which I'm going to show you now. So there are multiple ways you can navigate in this. Yeah. One is you can just do a free search right here in this text box, or then you have a number of filters on the right hand side. So in each of those, so anything that you click, just like in any online shopping site, will bring up the relevant, will show only the relevant products that respond to that. So say, for example, vectors.
Yeah.
And then maybe you want, and you're interested in...
Oh, you choose the species of the vector as well.
In mosquitoes.
Well, of course, yeah.
And so then maybe Aedes aegypti.
Yeah.
And then type of sample, lab colony or wild. Okay. It's going to be lab colony because what I want is I want to do an experiment where in Aedes aegypti, where I silence a gene and then infect it with, say, with dengue.
Okay.
Okay. So here's a product that does that. Aedes aegypti, the strain PAEA with custom gene silencing infected with dengue virus. Okay. So let's see more about that. See the product.
Yeah.
So you click on that and then you see the specific product page of, it's got a catalog number, the origin of the colony, and how the material can be provided as either whole mosquitoes, dissected tissues, or extracts. And you can have the product options that you would specify. And then what you do, so you want this one, you add it to your cart, just like you do if you're shopping online. Check out. So you want to check out, and you're going to view your cart, and now you're going to proceed to the checkout. You have to either log in, you already have your login information. This doesn't cost anything. Or if you don't have it yet, then you register here. Mm-hmm. This data is completely confidential. We don't do anything with it.
Register, then you want more information from me, just to make sure that I'm not using, like this product as a biohazard. I mean, how can you control this, for example?
So we just want to know that you're at a real institution and you're doing a research program, and then you're going to tell us. So your way that you pay instead of a credit card is you submit a very short scientific justification for the project, that for your project and why you need this material.
Okay.
Then these are sent to external experts, external evaluators, external to the project. This is not something like a grant proposal where you expect it's going to get rejected.
Oh, and you have and to read 20 pages of documents.
Yeah. No, it's short. And also, basically, for us, the default answer is yes.
So basically, this project, and a person who will probably wonder, is too good to be true. So I can access to a specific infrastructure. I can order samples, and there is a team of people that does it for me. And I can also benefit of services. So, for example, I can do a full genome sequence of a mosquito species. Is that true? Can this be done as well?
Yeah, you can.
So too good to be true. Some people might wonder, oh, really? It's for free. But it is really for free, right? This is all the costs are already covered. I mean, the money has been already allocated by the European Commission. needs to be spent, so people can just hurry up and book whatever they like to have from the catalog.
Free is maybe not the best word because it makes people a little bit more suspicious. We usually call it no cost because it's no cost to the user, but there is a cost. The EU is paying the cost of it and paying it to the provider paying the actual cost in order to provide the infected material or the services or whatever it is to the end user that requests it from the catalog. And so in that sense, it's like any other grant support that you might get for your research. Although this is not a research grant where we would give money for you to do your project. We give resources.
So Ken, this is really cool that basically all the costs to produce this material are covered. This is fantastic. But I have a question actually. What about the data that are produced? You say that I could either produce the data myself by going in a laboratory that is part of the InfraVec2 consortium, or I can order material. And then I will use this data, of course, for a publication or for a grant proposal. So who belongs to this data?
Intellectual property is of the data. It belongs to the user that requested it.
And I don't have any obligation to quote them or to include them in my publication. It's not that I don't want, but in case I'm obliged also to include them in the publication, the people
in
the lab that...
No, so anyhow, the data needs to be made available to the public because it was paid for by public funds. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you need to acknowledge the receipt of the support of materials from InfraVec2 in your publication.
Well, it sounds really, really great initiative, a great project. And you say it's already the fourth year, but there is still 1 year. So people are welcome to look up on the webpage of InfraVec2 and see all the products. I mean, Ken said that there are more than 150 products. So I'm sure you will find something that is of your interest and is always worth to ask. And the website is very clear. So thank you, Ken. Really, it's always better to hear the whole explanation from the person in charge rather than having to look off all the information on the web page. And for sure, there are so many other things that we didn't cover in this interview, but this was just to let people know about the project, and then you can find all the information you want in the website of InfraVec2. So it was,
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eva.
No, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time, especially. And welcome everybody to visit InfraVec2. Wish you the best
please.
With the project.
We think there's something there for everybody.
Yes, for sure. Thank you very much, Ken.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening. Bye.
You too.